Yo, this is Ethnically Ambiguous episode 10.
Welcome to episode 10.
Or episode X, like the iPhone X, which is actually just the 10. I did not know that until someone told me.
Which is like, where's 9?
I know. What happened to 9? We have an episode 9. You can listen to that too. But right now it's episode 10, and we have a special guest on, Soraya Sebgati! She's right here, actually.
Stay tuned. we're going to talk about a lot of stuff.
Say hi.
Hey.
Main question, should I get a pizza stone? Tweet at me.
Yeah, that's it.
Who are we? Where do these come from? Who do we become? What is it to be? What to be is it? Where are we? Who are my parents? Where are my pants? Why were we born? We are Ethnically Ambiguous.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Thanks again to Brendan Smal Smal.
Brendan Smal is his actual name.
He actually, recently he started going by Smal Smal.
Yeah, I heard about that. He posted that on Twitter.
He actually texted me today. Finally, he texted me back after 2 weeks of me texting him. He just texted me back on my way here, and I couldn't respond because I was driving.
Oh, wow.
That new iOS update, ladies. Am I right?
I'm not gonna install it. It's probably gonna make my phone die.
Dude, it's so dope.
What happens?
It's like the future. Excuse me, I just burped.
That was disgusting.
Leave that in, Alex. Leave that in. That's for all the male listeners out there who are find me attractive.
And are into ASMR.
I'm drinking a beer. Look, I've had a long day where I've just been sleeping. I ordered a breakfast burrito. It came directly to my bed. And I ate it.
Do you mean that your boyfriend made it for you? Or?
No. I ordered it. It came to the door. I walked to the door, got the breakfast burrito, and walked right back to bed.
Wow. From where?
The bed.
Oh, okay.
Where's the breakfast?
Was it good? Why do I care?
Donnie's breakfast place in Sherman Oaks. Something like that. Some bullshit. Donnie's breakfast
Not
joint.
Not sponsored, but if you do listen, Donnie.
Delicious.
We are up for it. We have a guest here today, and we're both very excited to have her on because she was one of our first supporters of the podcast. She actually contacted us telling us that we were dope.
I thought we contacted her. No, you contacted us?
She told us that she's been waiting for something like this for a while or whatever. I might be paraphrasing, but you are the dopest. This is Soraya!
Hey, it's me. Hey.
Soraya
Sebgati? Okay, yeah, so you like pronounce like my name like perfectly, but I obviously do the like American people version. So I'm just like, hey, I'm Soraya, and people still manage to fuck it up like every day. So
that's normal.
Thank you for getting it right though.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, So introduce yourself for everyone that doesn't know you or like about what you do and everything.
Okay. I'm Soraya. I've never left Los Angeles in my entire life. I've only lived here. I'm a musician. I front a band called Night Talks. Thank you. That's pretty fun. That's pretty much what I do, I would say.
You were born and raised in Los Angeles?
Yes, I was.
Cool.
And both my parents are from Iran, but they met here actually, which is funny. So
that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ooh la la. That's so romantic. Where are they from in Iran?
They're both from Tehran, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Cash. Totes cash.
Yes, totes.
My mom's from Tehran, too. Shout out to our T-Dogs out there. We know you're listening.
I don't relate.
No one calls each other T-Dogs.
No way.
There.
No? Oh, yeah. I totally bought it. Yeah.
Not real.
North Side. That's where my family lives. What's up? Shout outs. They live on the north side. No big. It's the rich side. It's just FYI.
Well, we all know, Anna.
I don't know if that's the rich side.
I'm really excited to have you here because I want to talk to you about your experiences being not only a female lead of a band, but also a minority. More importantly, like a Persian woman. Mm-hmm. And I remember growing up there, I didn't really see anyone that looked like me in anything really, like in the music scene or comedy or anything. And I, like, now I realize, like, I can do whatever I want, like, to an extent. But growing up when you're like a little girl, if you don't see yourself represented, you almost feel like it's not possible. So I think it's so cool that you do what you do. But I want to know how you got into it and, like,
thank you.
How you, if there was anything that you came across that was like, weird or that you experience as far as like cultural, not like, I don't know, just something that like rubbed you the wrong way or something.
And you only have 60 minutes, so please keep tight.
Yeah, well, it's funny. Like, I guess I had the same experience. Like, I didn't see a lot of people like me represented doing really anything.
Yeah.
Honestly, it was kind of strange. And like, I was confused about where I just fit in generally. Like, I went to a pretty white private school where there were like a couple minorities and I wasn't sure where I fit on that spectrum. So that was interesting. But yeah, at first I was like a theater kid. I did musical theater and stuff.
That's
and
cute.
I see that in you.
It was fun. I used to always play the guys because I had a deeper voice than all the boys. So like, I always was like the male leads and stuff, which was really
fun. And you probably had the eyebrows for it.
Definitely. Yeah. Absolutely. And the facial hair. I had definitely had a mustache before everybody else
totally.
Did.
Totally. Yeah.
But yeah, so that was pretty funny. And then once I had gotten to middle school, I hit my emo phase. So I was still doing musical theater, but I was listening to like, you know, Warped Tour music and stuff like that. Just discovering me. And then
taking selfies from above with
Sideswipe
bangs.
Oh, man.
You were not a scene kid, were you?
I wasn't, but like, I low-key was like into that, but
blends.
I didn't
there's definitely some
I couldn't execute
over.
Luckily because my skin was not pale enough to be a scene girl, which is very real.
But I used to do this thing. My sisters
it's
are
modern
both,
scene racism,
but my sisters are both paler than I am, and so is my mom, and so I was like the dark one, and I would get so self-conscious about that. I would like cover all my skin up and like go, like I would never want to go in the sun because I wanted to get whiter.
Totally.
Did you,
like Michael
feel
Jackson.
That?
I had that phase at one point.
Yeah,
yes, totally.
It didn't last a long time, but it definitely like fucked me up a little bit because I was like, oh, tan is bad.
Absolutely. Yeah. So there was like that point in my life, and then when I started getting into playing music then, and I had been singing for a while just from the musical theater stuff, and I really enjoyed listening to, you know, music. And in high school, the parts in the plays stopped going to me, and I was really annoyed because in my head I was like, I can sing better than like half these people. Why is this not happening for me? And then the theater teacher,
your attitude.
Yeah, dude, they couldn't handle this.
Yeah, reel it in. Reel it
but
in.
The theater teacher was like, yeah, you know, your voice just, it doesn't like make sense for a chorus line. And I was like, okay, so
give us a few bars.
Nah. So I threw myself fully into the music stuff, and so I was doing this after school weekend music program from like middle school through senior year, and that's where I met my band, and that's how we all started, you know.
Wait, so you guys have known each other since middle school?
Kind of. I would say like we've known who each other like was, but we started playing together when I was going into 10th grade. So
that's amazing.
Yeah.
Though.
It's been a long time with these dudes. Wow. It's been fun.
That's like friendship that like, that's like a bond you can't really get. Like you can never replace
We're
that.
Definitely all family for sure.
I love that so much. I love that.
Yeah. It's fun. Yes.
Sorry. I'm so burping again.
That's
oh my God. You don't have to announce it, Anna.
Yes, I do.
I did some stalking of you.
Yay.
And,
I did not. Should I have? Give me 20 minutes.
You are just such a badass, and there are so many, like, dope pictures of you performing that I need to see you live. Like, I need to see
Thanks.
You perform. But there's this, I guess it's like an article / interview that you did with the Los Angeles Beat last year in June. The link will be in both the Feral website and our Tumblr. We made a Tumblr and a Facebook page. Go like it and follow us. But you.
Oh yeah. Talked... Yeah. Oh yeah. What she said. That did happen. I forgot completely.
But also wait, it says here that you're also the songwriter. So you write all the songs.
Too. Me and the guitar player, Jacob, I definitely will give him, he like does probably more that he carries more than the rest of like everybody else's weight in the band, but he and I are the two songwriters.
That's
holy
so cool.
Shit, is this a photo with you and Danny DeVito?
Yeah.
Okay, also I saw a photo of you and Kyle
McLachlan. Yeah, that was
that
great.
Was not cool.
That was like the best
I mean
ever.
It's cool, but
that was not cool. How fucking dare you.
No, I'm so jealous.
Kyle McLachlan has come after this podcast many times. He's a no nemesis.
And while we're on the topic, you're also acquaintances with Riz Ahmed, so that's amazing. That's so fucking amazing.
Yeah, it's weird.
Tell us more about that.
He follows her on Instagram.
What does he smell like?
I don't remember.
How do you not remember that?
I'm sorry.
You should have bottled that up.
I know. I should have gotten close enough to him to smell him, but that didn't happen.
Then you should have been like, you smell good.
How did you meet Riz Dog?
So I was at Coachella, and I was I was in a artist thanks to my boyfriend, and I was like, and we'd gone both weekends because we're both huge Radiohead fans, and I was like, if out of these two weekends I do not meet Riz, because I knew he was playing with Sweatshop Boys, I was like, I'm gonna be so disappointed in myself. I was really on a mission. So the very last day, like Sunday on the second weekend at nighttime, I had given up all hope, and I saw him walking around like in like artist VIP whatever, and I happened to be holding some sushi, and I was like, there he is, and he's not surrounded by his friends. I'm gonna go do this shit right now. So I like went up to him, and I had my nice like Farsi name necklace on, like really showing them, like, hey, I'm brown, sup. So I literally went up to him, and I was like, hey, like,
do you want some sushi?
Yeah, no, I wish. I don't know if he eats halal, dude. I don't know if that's halal or anything. I'm super ignorant about that. But so I was like, hey, like, just from one brown person to another, like, thanks for all you do, like, for representing us and, like, being cool. And then he just started a conversation with me. He was really nice.
That's so cool.
Yeah, he was just like,
I'm Riz,
Yeah, he has, like, a great British accent. He was like, what do you do? Like, tell me about your band. Do you guys have shows coming up, like, in L.A. or New York? Keep me posted.
What?
Yeah, it was sick. We talked for, like, 5 minutes, and, like, it just kind of felt like he actually, like, cared, because he was asking most of the questions, and I was really excited.
Like, you were kind of like,
that.
Look, that's back
so
off.
Nice
I'm not taking any pictures with anyone. Like, I'm so sorry. Yeah. I am involved.
Photo,
VIP,
please.
So please.
I just love when you hear that, like, celebrities and people like, are just, like, humble. And,
they're
like,
just like us.
Yeah, it was cool. Yeah.
Not all of them, but whatever. Like, yeah. Tom Cruise is, like, a Scientologist. He's not like us at all.
What I've heard that Tom Cruise is one of the most down-to-earth, completely normal gay men out there.
Yeah.
But that's really cool.
Yeah, that was
I love that he's like a cool person.
Yeah,
because that would shatter my heart if he wasn't.
Yeah, I was really glad he wasn't mean. That's
was
for
not,
sure.
Hey, back off! I'm a very brave British man.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Yes,
that's
good.
How I'm gonna just do it.
Good.
To all our British listeners, that is exactly what you sound like. And if you at me, I will come at you back. Just joking. I really don't respond to anyone.
But I love that you cite your influences as Bjork and Radiohead and Fiona Apple, because those. I listened to those people in high school, middle school. Like, I was like that kid.
I recently realized, this is completely off topic, but when I get super, super high, I can only talk in Bjork voice.
Oh my God.
Have you seen
it
for
SNL
like
hours?
Have you seen the SNL sketches?
Sketches.
English, second language.
They're actually
what's
just called
sketch?
Small stories.
I don't know.
That's not a real word.
I don't think
small
it's
small humor stories is what they call them.
Why does this have to happen when I'm recording a podcast? But... have you seen the SNL sketches where they...
Kristen Wiig,
Which one? I can't remember. Yeah. I can only do it really well when I'm high.
I need to
well
the sweater for an octopus.
Yeah, exactly.
That thing,
yeah, that's so funny.
Yeah. Someone also brought to my attention that our photo for our cover art looks like the Sprockets.
What is...
It's an SNL sketch. And it's like, this is Ven V Dubs.
Yeah, totally
we
does.
Are total Sprockets.
That's awesome.
I don't...
Oh, wait.
Can someone tweet Shireen the link? Thanks.
Ugh.
I do everything? I literally do nothing. It's a struggle for me to show up to recordings.
I'm going to just quote you for little bit. This article is great,
this
and I want
to...
It's
so official. She did not tell me she was going to do any of this. I'm sorry.
What?
I woke up 20 minutes ago.
I just like this article a lot. It was on the Google document. Okay.
We have a Google document for this episode? I legit don't know anything.
I just put her link up. Just calm down.
I'll just drink more.
I was saying, growing up as an Iranian woman in Los Angeles has been really interesting, frustrating, and a great experience. At first, I wanted to distance myself from my own identity as an Iranian person, because as a child, I was so concerned with fitting in at a predominantly white private school, which is what you just talked
That's
about.
That's so classic.
I know.
Same.
And she says, I was made fun of my eyebrows, for the hair on my upper lip, my funny name, and the way some of my relatives had accents. As I got older, I tried to hide from the sun, because I didn't want to look too dark. Exactly.
Yep.
These are a lot of the things I've come to appreciate about myself and my rich cultural history over the years. I've learned that these are beautiful traits that makes me special and ones that don't take away from me and my value as a person. I love that so much.
Thank you. I wish I remembered that.
I know. I mean, like, that's something I have to repeat to myself too.
Yeah,
you know,
right?
Like,
wow.
This is also something I need to, this is something I feel so hard. And Anna, I've talked
similar.
To Anna about this before.
I have a mirror in my room that I wrote on it, you are Anna Hosni and bitches ain't shit. And I read it every day.
This is true. I've
You've seen this mirror.
I've seen this mirror. And every time I see it, I'm like, dope.
The idea is you have to look at yourself when you say it too. Because you have to see your
that
own.
That totally rules though.
Face.
Yeah.
your own vibes.
She goes on to say, well, you're right in front of me. Like, yes. you go on to say,
the creature that is Soreya.
The thing I'm talking about next, something I've discussed with you that really bothers me. So,
oh boy.
Please listen. However, there are certain things I've noticed about a few Iranians that I still continue to distance myself from. As Middle Eastern people, we straddle a unique line of being both what is called a model minority and a feared slash supposedly violent one. We're valued because a lot of us go on to be doctors or lawyers, but we're also feared because of the recent spike in Islamophobia throughout the world. A lot of Iranians have tried to combat Islamophobia by talking about how great Persian immigrants are and how we're the most successful group of immigrants in the country and how we're different from Arab people. I find that rhetoric... Anna, shut up! Sorry. I find that rhetoric to be unproductive and racist, and I really try to stay away from that kind of talk. As racial minorities, we should be doing what we can to help out other racial minorities instead of distancing ourselves from our fellow people of color, and we should embrace belonging to that group.
As a person who comes from the most successful brown community...
Oh my God.
Who is... quote unquote not Arab.
Anna, you know
I don't appreciate that.
You know this bothers me so much, and I know you're joking, but it's still
I know, but I have always been racist and you've known that, and that you still chose to start this podcast with me.
Oh my God.
Okay, but that brings up a point I really admire that you brought up here, because you didn't have to talk about it, but it is really true that for whatever reason, some Persians or even just like Egyptians or something, like just like whenever you're different from Arabs, quote unquote, you almost see it as like an insult to be referred to that way. Like, if I'm meeting you and I say, like, oh, are you Arab or something? Or like, yeah. I'm asking you something and you like have a look on your face that you're like insulted.
Then, that's just, like, that is literally the Persian way. It is
it
insane.
Unfortunately is.
But that's not cool.
Yeah,
dude.
Clearly it's not cool, but like,
I don't
get
offended
life...
if I'm Persian. Like, my name is Persian.
Well, I mean, it's cause it's, it's a compliment. No, it's not.
It's not a compliment or an insult. Yeah. It's just a thing.
No, it's just, it's all one bad thing because our parents are so annoying.
Yeah. Like, my mom named me a Persian name. I'm sure plenty of you guys have Arab names.
Totally.
You know?
I have a Turkish
like...
name. Look at me. I'm dirty. I'm a dirty Turk.
Anna, yeah, the Persians hate
Anna's
the Turks
Turkish.
Too.
No, I did not say I was Turkish now. Slow down now.
No, she's saying your name, Anna.
Anna.
Yeah, Anna means mother in Turkish.
I did not know that.
Well, Shireen, be like, oh, no.
Shireen means sweet in Farsi.
It does.
That's why I'm so mean. I try to combat that every day.
Smashing stereotypes.
Shireeni.
Oh, God. Shireen Jun. Yeah. I like when you call me that. I'll call you Anna Jun.
That's good.
I like Anna. I like, that's a really cute thing you guys do, say the June
I do
part.
Like that.
I love that
yeah.
a lot.
I find it to be belittling.
It depends.
I am 100% against it.
Okay.
Anti-June, you can read my think piece
on the June.
Can you explain what June is for people that don't know what we're talking
it's
about?
It's like honey or something. If you're like, oh, Shireen, honey.
Yeah. It's a really cute thing it's in Farsi that you would say to like
June.
Your friend.
When
June
I was a baby,
J-O-O-N.
That was like the first thing I did, like when I started talking, because I grew up speaking Farsi and I totally forgot it all because I'm a bad Persian, but I would call everything like my water, like Abjun, and like something, like whatever, everything was June, but I couldn't say June right, so I'd call it all Goon. I'd go like Abgoon and like stuff like that. And that's what my mom told me. She's like, yeah, everything was just June to you, but it was all Goon. So
that's really funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, I grew up speaking Arabic, so then I had a really bad... Did you have an accent growing up?
I didn't, luckily. No, it was weird. So, like, I first started speaking Farsi, and then I was speaking Spanish, and I didn't pick up English till I was 3, and I still have the Spanish for some reason.
That's amazing!
Yeah, it's great here, and, like, people, like, sometimes think I'm, like, Mexican or, like, Latina or whatever, so that's fine. It works in my favor, but...
It's as if you are ethnically
ambiguous.
Cut the tape, we're done!
Point proven. Call off the whole podcast. It's done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where did you grow up in LA?
Apparently I was born in the Valley, like in the Van Nuys Kaiser Permanente Hospital and then...
Kaiser.
Yes. Yeah. And then my parents moved after the... Well, I was in the womb during the earthquake, but they moved to...
After the Van Nuys Revolution?
Yeah, after that. No, they moved to, like, right by the Grove, basically.
Oh, cool.
And then... But I went to...
Fairfax District?
Yeah, that area, I guess, yes. And then I went to school in Brentwood. I went to Brentwood kindergarten through 12th grade. And then, yeah, when my parents split, my mom and I moved to Westwood, and now we live in West Hollywood.
Ooh, a Persian parent divorce. Those are rare.
Yeah.
Persian parents will stick it out till the fucking end.
Arabs
and you're
too,
like,
Arabs
you
too.
Guys clearly have knives on you at all times.
Well, here's the thing. My Persian parents are really non-traditional Persian parents.
That's good.
It's like they're totally an anomaly. In certain ways, they still totally hold on to the Persian stereotype, but in like a lot of ways, people are like, wow, that's surprising. Fairly progressive. Fairly strange. Yeah.
That is wild.
Yeah.
Wait, so how old were you when they split up?
They split up twice. The first time I was 5, and then they got back together because they're like, she's young, let's just try and stick it out. And then when I was 10, they're like, all right, yeah, we're actually done. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Are you only child?
Yeah, I was going to ask you.
Technically, yeah. See, this is like, my life is just a lot of stories. So technically, I'm an only child. I was raised as an only child. But when my parents split up, my dad had a kid with the woman that he kind of, I guess, left my mom for. That makes it sound bad, but it's like, that's just the best way to describe it. Sorry, parents. But yeah, so I have a half brother who's 10 years younger than I am, but more than a few years ago, maybe like 5 or 6 years ago, my dad's ex-girlfriend, who's his mom, she just, without telling anybody, picked up and moved her and my brother to Austria or Germany. So yeah, my dad hasn't seen him. My dad has a green card and he doesn't really travel. He Skypes him sometimes, but I haven't seen my brother in years too. So I don't even know if he knows I exist. He probably does, but
that's
crazy. Yeah, it's wild.
That's wild. What are their names?
Oh, my parents?
I'm joking.
Yeah.
That's really crazy.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah, stuff. My life is pretty wild in a lot of ways.
Like, did they divorce? She just was like, and scene, and left.
Yeah, well, no, they, like, broke up a while ago, but a while before that, I guess. But my dad was, you know, still, like, because they lived in San Diego, and my dad would go see them all the time because he still lived in San Diego, just not with them. And even when he came back to LA, he'd go down to visit, like, almost all the time. And he went down to visit once, and they were just gone. Like, their apartment
was empty. That's insane.
Yeah, it was
That's fucked
wild.
Up, too.
Yeah, it was really not cool on her part.
That's super fucked.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Something deaf happened. And we should figure out what on this podcast today.
This podcast is going to turn into a detective podcast.
Exactly.
Like the next serial.
Right,
perfect.
Our next stop is San Diego.
Yeah. Road trip, guys.
The last thing I'm going to quote you on this.
Oh, yeah.
Is, you're talking about being a woman and a musician.
Yeah.
And you go on to say, being both a woman and a musician is pretty difficult as people are not likely to take you seriously right off the bat. I've dealt with a lot of people thinking I'm the girlfriend of the band or I'm just the girl in the band, and it's often discouraging. However, I really love performing and playing music far too much for that to really stop me. It's just another hurdle I have to jump in order to attain my goals. Word.
Yeah.
Word. Yeah.
Definitely.
So people just think you're like not everyone, but like you've encountered that where you're just like, oh, are you?
Yeah. Like our very first show that we played, like when we were kind of a different band and I was like, I think 15, we got to the venue and the sound guy's like, oh, are you one of the girlfriends? And I was like, nah, I'm the front person. What are you talking about? It was like super weird. And
that's just stupid to assume that.
Yeah.
Like, why? Like,
it's like, no, why would I be here at soundcheck if I was someone's girlfriend? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so stupid.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so sorry if anyone heard that crackle. I am eating chocolate. I apologize.
It sounds nice. It's okay.
Yeah, ASMR. You just have to talk really quietly.
I apologize to everybody for eating so much chocolate. I'm sorry. I'm kind of like on one. I've been in New York for a week. Like,
yeah, Anna's been having.
I've been staying with my
week.
Like Brooklyn friends. We're all like, tempeh bacon.
Oh my god.
I'm like, okay. Literally, they would make jokes like every day when they'd be instead of saying bring home the bacon, they'd be like bring home the tempeh.
Oh my god, no!
I feel personally attacked.
I do too.
They also wouldn't let me wear shoes inside their apartment. Sarah, I know you're listening. So.
Do they have carpets?
No.
Wow, what?
Wait, but
it's
you guys
just a very
wait,
Asian
you guys don't
household.
Take off your shoes?
Though.
Wait, Persians don't take off their shoes?
No, but like you can't even like she makes you take them off before you even go inside.
Oh.
And it's like,
Arabs take off their shoes when they enter.
Sarah, we should talk about this if you're listening. Call me.
Yeah,
I put you on blast.
Yeah, I'm happy to have you back. I haven't seen you in like a little bit. It seems like a lot longer, but it's only like a week and a half.
Yeah, because I went to Atlanta and then I went to, I was about to say Iraq for some reason. That makes no sense. I went to New York. New York City!
Welcome to New York! I shouldn't sing in front of you, actually. I should not sing in front of you.
No, it's fine.
Oh my god, I thought of the most hilarious Oprah bit. This is so, so, I was thinking, this morning I was just being like, ISIS! And I was like, you get a beheading, and
oh
you get a beheading!
God.
And then
no.
I was like, everybody look under your seats! Severed heads!
Oh my god.
Anyway. I have a lot of free time.
The NSA is going to have a field day with this, let me tell you guys.
Hey, NSA, I know you're listening.
What's up, guys?
And I have some thoughts on how to do things, so give me a call. No, what if I just put my phone number out there? If anybody calls me, it is 555-420-6969.
Same.
But isn't it cool, by the way, that Riz won an Emmy?
Yeah, that was super exciting.
That was so cool. And Donald Glover. Like, yeah.
Lena Waithe or whatever. Yeah. How do you say her name? Lena Waithe. Yeah. That was so awesome. I was crying during that.
Insane, though. That Thanksgiving episode of Master of None was so fucking good.
It was so good.
I watched it again this week because I was just like, I had to.
It was such a good episode. Yeah. It was probably my favorite from the last season for sure.
But also, Atlanta and Donald Glover, like, fucking brilliant.
Atlanta's the dopest show.
I have to watch it. I haven't watched it.
Oh my God. No, seriously.
Cut the tape. We're leaving.
No, seriously, it's fucking brilliant.
I know, I've heard.
And I've been a huge fan of his for a long, long time, but like, I love that he just doesn't limit himself and like what he can do.
Yeah.
It's just really, I love it so much.
He really doesn't limit himself.
I'm serious. Like when I saw him, I saw him.
I'm so serious. I was using my serious voice, Shireen. Look how serious I am.
Also, I love tempeh.
Tempeh is actually delicious, but you can only say so much tempeh and kale and take off your shoes to me before I lose my goddamn shit.
I feel that.
Yeah.
There's Brooklynites, man. My friend wears, Sarah wears, she hates that I talk about her on this podcast. She already asked me not to already.
Anna, you're being a bad friend.
She wears literally overalls every weekend. Like, she has weekend overalls that she wears.
I want to meet this person and be her. I want a pair of
overalls.
This is the moment the friendship ends.
I want a pair of everyday overalls.
You've said too much.
Every day of the week.
She just has weekend overalls. That it's like once the weekend starts, she's like, you know what time it is, and she puts her overalls on. Like literally,
That's terrible.
The same pair of overalls. They're black. She wears them every day. I posted a photo of them on my Instagram.
They look great.
If you are lucky enough to follow me on Instagram, which I swear to God, y'all, I will not let any of you follow me. I am terrified of everyone. I can't let y'all see me on hikes and or like with my friends in overalls.
It's really just you hiking and your cat.
It's a lot of hiking.
If hiking is the best. I need to hike more.
I haven't gone hiking in like 2 weeks because of all these work trips.
You've been traveling. You're a globetrotter.
Yeah, look at that.
Yeah.
I'm going to kill myself, I think.
Don't say that.
Oh my God. There was a gas leak in my apartment last night. Kind of. My pilot light was out. So I was like up in my stove like, it smells like gas. And then I started to be like, whoa, it smells like gas. I was texting my roommate and my boyfriend. Boyfriend wasn't responding because he was working, whatever. But my roommate was like, get the fuck out of there. Stop smelling the gas. And I was like, no, something's up here, man. Then I got real lightheaded. And then I texted my landlord. My landlord came and lit my pilot lights. Which she was just like, please don't inhale the gas. And I was like, you don't know me, Randy. That's his name. And and then I started watching American Vandal on Netflix. Have you guys watched that?
No. I want to very bad, but
high wreck.
It's like a parody on like
it's a mockumentary on all the true crime tropes.
Oh, I need to watch.
It's about dick pics.
This guy is accused in this.
Oh wait, I heard
of, like,
about that. Yeah, all the penises.
It's so serious. They're like, well, the ball hairs, man.
Yeah, no,
the
I need to watch
match.
That.
It's so wild.
I need to get on that.
It's great. Eight episode, quick binge. Watched them all last night. High as fuck on gas.
That reminds me of when I had when I was in my studio when I first moved to LA. I had this little studio apartment and there was a drawer underneath the oven that I thought was a drawer because that's we had
a drawer.
I like how you say it.
Drawer. You don't have to pronounce it all.
I don't know.
No, I like it.
It's not the first time I've been, that's someone.
You know what I always say when you have trouble speaking? I say, well, Shireen has big teeth.
You never said that.
Yes, what?
Oh my God.
You told me that. You were like, my teeth are big. So I was like, oh yeah.
I never said that about myself.
Really?
Anna, have you thought I've had big teeth this entire time we've known each other?
You literally were like, maybe you said you had a big mouth. You said something to me where you're like, I have big teeth or I have a big mouth.
I have big features, all right? Like,
I mean, features. Really? How so?
My eyes are like bulging.
Okay. You do have big eyes. Yeah. That is something I've noticed about you. You're always like looking at me.
I don't mean to. Just have a face all together.
Okay, wait, but that's totally like a Middle Eastern, like South Asian, North African thing. Like, we all have huge eyes.
Yeah.
Like big old buggy Rami Malek eyes.
I got made fun of a lot when I was growing up.
For your big eyes?
Yeah. I used to wear glasses all the time, and I loved them because I had really bad eyesight, so they made my eyes smaller when I put them on, like, the magnification
they minimized
made my eye smaller, and I hated not, I was so petrified of taking off my glasses, because I was like, and I had like, I just hated my eyes so much.
Wait, so the drawer under...
Okay, so...
Tell us about the drawer.
I put all my extra silverware in that drawer, and some of it had plastic
handles.
It
all melted.
Oh, yeah,
that's
I
a broiler.
Remember
that.
I didn't know what a broiler was.
That's right. I remember you pulled it out once, and you were like, no! I think I was there at your apartment.
No, because for months, I was like, what's this weird smell? And I had been inhaling these plastic fumes for like an entire year before I noticed that they were all melting in there. And it was so stupid because I literally had no idea what a broiler was. Okay, I think white people only use broilers, right? Like Arabs don't use broilers. Like we put fucking pans in there.
I don't even use ovens. I use Grubhub. Or Eat24.
But that just reminded
occasionally
me of
Postmates.
I wonder how much toxins how many toxins I inhaled in that.
I feel like my whole life is like one giant toxin. Like I'm always doing like charcoal masks just to like.
Oh my god, me!
Are those good?
I love them. Yeah, all of them. Yeah,
I really want to. I haven't done the peel one yet, but I've watched a ton of videos.
I have
with, like,
that one.
Magnifies people. Like,
can we all do masks
and
together?
All their, like,
let's
pores
do some masks.
Coming out.
Oh, I love masks.
I want to do that. I want to get all my pores out.
Oh, I did a nice pore opening one in Brooklyn.
Of course you did.
What can I say? I
yes.
Had a great time.
Okay,
I want to go talk about it. I want to shout out Lila Yamtoop, who is one of my directors I went with to New York, who directed this show, America 1979, about the... Do you want me to do a quick pitch I had to do in front of a bunch of people? America 1979 is an anthology series. The first season is a half-hour dramedy that follows the lives of an assimilated Iranian-American family as their lives get turned upside down overnight when the Iran hostage crisis happens in 1979.
Whoa. That's good.
Was that your pitch voice?
The elevator pitch.
Yeah. I had to do it to like some people that are in like MTV, Verizon, which I was like, what are you going to do for us? some other production companies and then some.
The future
Sony
of TV
is
on your phone.
True.
Yeah. Verizon had no interest. They were like, okay, and this is about immigrants?
Does sex happen? Like, is there topless scenes?
Yeah, exactly.
No.
Yeah.
But it's a really good show, so if you're a production company and or executive and or someone who wants to buy it, yes, please buy it. It's written by Lila Yamtoom. She's wonderful. She's a Persian-American creator who's so awesome. And
stop pitching on our podcast.
I also produced another show called Giving Up that David Wayne executive produced. Please buy that as well. So
okay, while we're on the topic, buy my poetry book.
How dare you?
I made a poetry book that I released last week. It's 10 years of poetry filled with angst and the search for identity because...
Look, I'm like
I've
your father. I'm not going to buy it. I'm family. You give me a copy for free.
I'm not going to give you a copy for free. I had to buy my own.
I'm going to be... What? You have to buy your own copy of your own poetry? Okay, first of all, we need to talk after this about how things work.
I don't make money by making a poetry book. You have to, like, invest
in
yourself.
True words have never been spoken. I don't make money by making a poetry book.
Yeah.
Bam. Make a t-shirt for that and sell it to like Persian fathers or like Middle Eastern fathers. Look, I don't make money selling a poetry book. They're like, she said it.
Well, Soraya.
Art makes no money.
Soraya brought my poetry book with her.
I did.
Are you trying to get it signed?
I am. I literally said I want you to sign it.
That's amazing. And she's a true friend.
Yeah,
what are you?
I mean, I'll sign it. No, I'm just
you can sign my boob.
Okay. I don't sign.
My signature looks different on anything else I sign. Like
every receipt, I'm like worried Wells Fargo's gonna be like, you're frauding yourself.
That happened to me one time. At Bank of America, I went to exchange currency after coming back from Dubai or whatever, and they looked at my signature and they were like, this doesn't match what we have on file. And I'm like, can I see that one? And they're like, and then it looks completely different. And I was like, that's also me. And they're like, why doesn't it match? And I was just like,
I just draw squiggles because
that's
who
literally
gives a
me.
Fuck?
I do squiggles.
That's what I said. I was like, I didn't think they had to match. And they were like, it's called a signature. And they thought I was so stupid. But like, my signature never matches. I can't help
it. It's called a signature.
Same.
You should be like, well, it's called my motherfucking money. So you better put that shit down.
That should have been what I said. If only
I get
had a
so
time
pissed at banks. When banks start asking me like clarification questions, I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. Do you want me to just shut this shit down and take my money out of here and go to a credit union? That's all you have to say to a bank, like a big bank to freak them out is be like, credit union. Just whisper it to them.
Whisper softly in their ear.
Yeah, and they'll just
lean
like,
over the glass.
No! That's like one thing a big bank doesn't want you to do is go to a credit union. That's why I'm telling you, Wells Fargo, if you continue to open up those weird accounts, and if I find out you open up one in my name.
True.
Also, Equifax.
I got leaked. My stuff got leaked.
How do you know?
What? There's a website you can check. You type in your social security number and your last name, and they tell you if your info is compromised. Mine was. Yeah.
Oh, damn. Can you link me? Thanks.
Yeah, link me too.
I will. I'll send you guys the link.
Okay.
Damn it.
I want to go back to talking about you, because you're our guest, and I want to hear about your life.
Do you want to have a buttercup?
I'm okay, thanks.
Wow.
I'm Toto Fing.
You have a show coming up. You have a show coming
up. Yeah, it's Monday,
tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Yeah, it's tomorrow. I don't know when
the 25th. It's dropping the same day. Tonight, you can see.
Yeah, tonight.
Seb, go to.
At midnight. Whoops, at the Echo. But yeah, we're playing at the Echo on someone's residency. We have the midnight slot. It's not ideal. But it's happening, so there
we
are.
Dude, you guys should go and see it if you guys are free.
It is free. It's a free show if you're 21 and up.
That's dope.
Yeah.
I'm an old lady, so I'll be deep into my bed with my projector on.
I'm not offended by that at all. Don't worry.
Yeah.
I'm a night baby. I have to go to bed by at least 10 p.m.
A night baby?
Yes. I'm honestly just
I hate your baby voice.
I'm not. It's a very like intellectual baby.
That's what I imagine the Boss Baby sounds like.
Yeah.
I will never see that.
I won't either, but that's what I think the Boss Baby sounds like.
It's on demand right now. I have considered it. Oh, I will not pay money to watch it.
I saw this really funny tweet. This is kind of related, but there's this tweet that was like, pitch idea, even younger Sheldon.
Oh my God.
Because all the young Sheldon. There's so many fucking advertisements for young Sheldon. No one watches it. I hope no one watches
three
it.
Three more?
Oh my God.
Anna is telling her audio engineer to get her three more beers.
Look, guys.
No, she's kidding. No, Alex,
no, I am not kidding. Oh, I am not kidding.
Don't go.
You don't have to bring me three, but you could definitely bring me one.
No, stay. No, you are not her slave.
No, you are my slave, though. We're like,
sit down.
Damn it. I just want to black out before I have to go to dinner with my friends after this. Sorry, they're visiting. I'm tired already. I've been only awake for 20 minutes. I shouldn't have to live like this.
And we have a guest on. Compose yourself.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
This is who I am. You wonder why my parents don't call me back. I'm going to keep eating chocolate because I can't have another beer.
Oh my God.
I apologize. I do apologize. I am a little cranky from being in New York for a week.
Yeah, I guess.
Alex, don't bother cutting any of it out. People should just know who I am. I am a diva and a half.
You work at a casting
I do,
studio.
Yeah, casting studio.
Yeah, that's how we, like, physically met each other.
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, because we both, like, recognized each other. I was working on a commercial there. We were just there for, like, the day.
Yeah.
For our casting. And then...
Yeah.
For callbacks or something.
Yeah, it was
and then
callback.
And then you were there, but... I didn't know you were there at all, and then I was walking to the bathroom, and then I walked back or something,
is
and I
something
saw
where you, like,
and
out
I
of
locked
the corner
eyes
of your
with
eye, you.
You
saw yourself, and you were like, sorry.
Yeah.
You guys have similar haircuts.
We do,
no,
yeah.
But you said that you recognized my voice.
Yeah, I saw you, and then you started talking, and I was like, oh yeah, that's why I know her, because I was like, I know this face from somewhere, and then I heard the voice, and I was like, ah, yes, ethnically ambiguous.
Oh my God, and then we met each other officially, and it was so
yeah, that was
weird
really funny.
And funny, but it was great.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Have you had any weird experiences working in casting?
Oh my God,
as like,
so many. As far as what?
Like, I mean, what any issues as far as like? I mean, I'm sure there's plenty about. Like right now, for example, I'm working on another commercial and I'm furious. And I'm not going to say any names, obviously, but we're they're trying to find
Adidas.
They're trying to find a Hispanic person
Subway.
that can pass for white. And
they
were literally on the phone.
I bet I could guess this brand.
No, it's not a brand. Aww. Just listen to me. They're looking for someone Hispanic, but someone that can pass as white because who can pass as like Caucasian. And I heard on the phone the fucking producer literally say, "It's so hard to find a Hispanic person in this city." And that made me so mad.
That's bad.
What?
Yeah.
And it just really makes me mad because it doesn't count as diversity if you're still like perpetuating the stereotype that
totally.
Like white is better and
wait,
that's the
it's
only
hard to find a Hispanic person in Los Angeles.
Yes,
exactly.
Los Angeles.
She was like considering going to New York or something, and I'm like, are you kidding me?
What are you gonna
like,
find there? Are you kidding?
Like what? Like it just makes me so mad. Yeah. Like, it's really, like, I understand that you, I mean, they want to be applauded for being diverse while still perpetuating the idea that white is beautiful. And that doesn't make sense. Like, there are plenty of Hispanic people that don't pass for white because they aren't fucking white.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, casting is weird for sure. Like, we, there's a lot of stuff that comes our way that, like, everyone in the office are all just like, I don't feel okay about this, but, like, unfortunately, like, it's stuff we have to do. Like, for an unnamed company, I guess, like, something came through that was like, we want to cast a Hispanic woman in this, but they were, like, ruling out certain countries of origin for that because they're like, oh, like, we're not going to find someone pretty enough from that place and stuff like that. And they wanted them to kind of look more on the white side with just brown hair. And they did end up going with, I'm pretty sure, like, a European woman with brown hair and brown eyes. And that was it. And it was a whole ordeal. Like, they kept having us do emergency castings for it. And
that's such bullshit.
Yeah, and everyone in the office were just like, we gave you so many great people from all these different, you know, diverse places who are actually, like, Hispanic and who speak Spanish and all this
and
stuff.
Probably and beautiful because they're like...
they were all beautiful. Like, everyone who comes into my workplace is honestly, I'm just like, wow, there's so many good-looking people all the time. But yeah, they were like, no, no, no. And then they ended up picking a white person. And we were all just like, why did we do this?
That makes me so mad. That makes me so mad.
But the other thing that's funny about casting is, like, everything, like, you can talk to any actor at least, well, because we do commercials. Everyone really wants ethnically ambiguous in their commercial. Like, that's, like, the hot thing. Like, people come up to me. Oh. Yeah, yeah, you guys should go out for stuff. Seriously, people come up to me all the time. And they're
thanks.
Do you audition? Are you an actor? I'm like, no, only here sometimes. And they're like, well, you've got that whole ethnically ambiguous thing. You're on the wrong side of the camera. And I'm like, all right. And, like, it's crazy. It's a thing that happens all
the
time.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, you were in a commercial recently.
I was. Yeah, yeah. That was
cool.
Yeah, that was fun. Yeah, that was like, the third thing I've done. But, like, I only go through stuff in my work. It was a Macy's commercial shot in Mexico City with a bunch of fun ladies. It was a lot of fun. Yeah, it was great.
That's really cool.
I heard Macy's was going out of business.
Yeah, I don't know how they did this commercial, but, like, I think everyone's rebranding is going out of business. That's what's going on.
But also, funny that I forgot about this until just now.
Yeah.
But, so they cast Princess Jasmine as this half Indian, half white person.
Yes.
And I have issues with that.
Yeah.
A lot of issues, because as I said, we grew up not really seeing ourselves and in media or anything, and I thought Jasmine was like the fail-safe. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it really disappoints me that she wasn't cast as an Arab or a Persian or anyone that even remotely is like...
is in that, like, window, yeah.
And my fucking white friend, he was like, at least she's brown. And I'm like, that doesn't make any sense to me. Like, it doesn't, she's also just as much white as she is brown. Like, I'm not saying she had to be Arab. She could, like, Aladdin's Egyptian. Like, that's great. But, like, why should they be applauded? Anna's taking a photo.
No, I'm taking it. Instagram story.
JK!
For the bitches. I apologize.
But I get annoyed because they want, like, why should they be applauded for, like, not even doing it all the way? I don't know. It just makes me really annoyed.
I mean, yeah, my issue is just, like, at least she's, like, she looks like she's brown. Like, she's not a white passing person, I would say.
I guess not, but it's still, like, there are so many Arab and Persian actors out there.
It should have gone to someone in, like, that correct group because, like, Indian is a different, like, racial group from, like,
and they're represented.
North African. Yeah.
I would say
they're totally represented,
like, more. I'm not trying to compare the struggle of the two races, obviously, but there's plenty of Indian representation out there, like Hasan Minhaj and Priyanka Chopra.
Just
people can think of an Indian.
Like,
you know?
There aren't, like, any A-list, like, Iranian or Arab actors.
No, I can't even think of someone.
Shohreh.
Yeah, she's, like, the only one.
Who's that?
She's in everything.
The only one.
She's got, like, this really nice, deep, raspy voice. She was in Girl Walks Home Alone at Night.
She was in House of Sand and Fog.
And she was on Blacklist, which
she's, like, the older woman, right? I love her.
Yeah, I love her, too. Yeah. She's great in everything. And then, like, pretty much, like, that, the cast of that movie is who I think of as, like, A-list, like, Iranian-Persian actors, at least.
Shohreh Agdashloo.
Yeah. And then, yeah, everybody else is just like, nah, there's, like, no actual, like, Arabs or, like,
Persians. Well, I can't even think of a single Arab actress. Not even a single person that's, like, in America. So that, I thought Jasmine was, like, the chance for that.
Totally.
But you told us something about Jasmine.
I did get an email offering an audition for that from the head of casting at Disney. It came from her account. I don't know if it was her or her assistant who wrote it, but it came to my band website, and then it got forwarded to my email, which I thought was pretty funny, and I was definitely flattered and thought it was cool, but it's... Yeah, I didn't end up doing
it. What did they say in the email?
Basically, they were like, hey, as you probably know, we're doing an open casting for the new Aladdin movie, and we were wondering if you were interested in auditioning for Jasmine. Like, you would have to I think Whole New World was the song, and like, read a couple scenes, and then if it works out, we'll fly you to London for a screen test, etc.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was pretty cool, and I, like, had to do a lot of thinking about it, and unfortunately, like, with the band stuff, it got really complicated, and they were just like, because we, as a band, we own a record label, and so it's, like, an actual LLC, and there's, like, that we have, like, ways, like, that we legally have to make our decisions for the band and the business, so unfortunately, it was, like, it was a no-go within that, but I was still flattered, and I obviously emailed them, and I was like, hey, like, thank you so much, like, unfortunately, I can't do this, but... I mean, they had a tough time casting it anyways because it took them forever to find people.
Well, because they probably wanted someone that was, I mean, it's the same problem that we're coming into, like, in everything, where it's like they don't want someone that actually looks brown.
Yeah, and I mean, like, the other thing too, like, I don't think I really would have been right anyways just because, like, I don't think I have the right voice to sing Disney songs. Like, as much as that would have been fun, like, I think it would have been a very new take on that. So, yeah, and they probably would have had
fun. Well, I think your voice is great.
Thank you.
I got made fun of for my voice a lot.
Totally. So. I mean, yeah, we all do.
Yeah.
Never.
You're lucky.
I've lived a very privileged, wonderful life.
Do you have any questions for our guest?
No, I feel like you covered it. I'm, like, more just here to, like, just be here. I have no reason to be here. I'm here just so, like...
I've been looking forward to this since you messaged us.
I've been looking forward to it since then, too, so I'm stoked to be here. Yeah.
I as well.
Well, do you have any questions for us? I'm kidding. No.
Yeah, I have no clue.
Well...
I have some questions. What private school did you go to?
I went to Brentwood School.
Ooh la la.
She mentioned that, like, twice.
Oh, she just said she went to Brentwood.
I don't know. Yeah, it is called Brentwood School, but a lot of people don't know, but yeah.
Now, like, name all the people you didn't like from that school.
Oh my gosh, Anna.
What does it matter? It's not like anyone listens to the podcast.
Yeah, no, I don't know. Honestly, like, I don't think I didn't get a lot. I mean, there were some people who, like, I don't get along with now, but when I was there, it was just such a small school. There wasn't really, like, it wasn't opportune for actual drama to happen because everybody knew each other and everybody, like, knew each other really well because it was so small, but.
I have another question for you. Yeah. Should I buy a hammock? I'm really considering it.
I want to buy a hammock so bad.
Hammocks are sick.
I don't have room, though.
Yeah. Do it.
I do have a huge balcony now, so I'm kind of thinking maybe I should buy a hammock.
Invite me over. What the fuck?
I don't really invite people over. I'm not really much of a have people over kind of guy.
We have a fucking podcast together.
Have you heard of anyone who's come to my house?
Yeah, I saw a fucking picture on Instagram with, like, your friends being like,
yeah, they were visiting out of town. It was so annoying.
Abby
was
there.
They would not leave. Abby's always there. She's always asleep in my giant, what is it called?
Why do you like me?
Well, no, I'm just joking. No,
oh my God.
Because you live in Silver Lake and I live on the west side, so it really has to be, like, a day. Like, I have to, like, wake up before noon, which I don't do. I woke up at 2:45 to come here.
That's pretty crazy.
I texted you. I know this.
I know. I had to text her and be like, make sure I wake up.
Oh, my
God. Text me at 2:30. I'll text you back at 2:45. If you don't hear from me, you need to start calling.
And she didn't hear. I texted her, yo. And then 7 minutes passed and I was like, you alive, bro?
Oh,
and I was like, yee. But I wasn't. I was lying. But I just kind of knew I would get up in a few minutes. Also, I forgot this podcast was happening until I got her email today. So I really was not about to roll through at all because I have a 2-minute memory and I have too many jobs.
You didn't put it on your Google Calendar?
It was on my Google Calendar. And I remember looking at my calendar and just, like, not, like, I remember seeing it and it just, like, did not register in my mind that it could be anything and that it was today.
Well,
because that's how I work.
Well, I'm glad that you made it.
I'm very glad I made it too. I really wish Alex could have gotten me another beer. I feel like I was like,
Alex, did not get up.
Repressed and I was oppressed, not repressed. I was oppressed in this, podcast. So I guess you could say we are just experiencing what a Iranian woman experiences every day. Oppression.
Oh my God.
Well, I've actually, that brings up an interesting topic. What did your parents raise you? I mean, you said they were like an anomaly, like not very traditional.
I'm assuming they're secular.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. Because tight. You're wearing like a really cute top that shows a lot of skin.
Yeah.
I would be like disowned, I think, if I wore that in front of my parents.
It's pretty funny. Like my mom usually is like, why do you cover up so much? Like you should stop wearing, like you wear pants all the time, wear some shorts. And I'm like, what are you talking
about? If my parents ever told me that, I would like think I was in another dimension.
Some Iruni mothers tend to be a little bit more.
Yeah. Risque. Like, yeah. Like my mom's always like,
like, I have some aunts where I'm like, you need to put some clothes on.
Yeah, like, my mom's a lot of the time like, why are you wearing a one-piece to the beach? Or, like, why did you wear a black bikini? And I'm
my
like,
what?
My
dad doesn't even know I own a swimsuit!
Yeah, it's kind of funny. Like,
that's hilarious. I cannot, also, like... Also, I'm so jealous.
Yeah, I cannot, like, over... Can I overemphasize or underemphasize? I don't know. I can't express enough how, like, wild my parents are.
That's
like,
crazy.
Yeah, like, it... Like, yeah. I've definitely smoked weed with both my parents before, and like,
well,
my, like when I had a fake ID when I was a young one, sorry feds, my mom and I like went to a gay bar together, like to celebrate
so
her
cool.
friend's birthday, like,
wait, yeah. are your parents close then to you?
I'm pretty close to them. I mean, obviously, like, you know, once you get to like your early to mid 20s, you start seeing your parents more as people, and there's a lot of stuff that you have to do to start helping them out, you know, etc. And that could be rough and cause a strain, but yeah, I'm pretty close with my parents.
That's great. I love that.
Yeah.
I love my parents a lot.
Yeah.
But I used to like change clothes in my car in high school.
Oh my
like
God.
My dad would get mad when I wore tights under my shorts because my silhouette was showing.
Wow.
I had to wear quarter sleeves and like, or three quarters length sleeves.
That's
and,
wild.
Like, I'm pretty sure my dad doesn't know I own a swimsuit.
That's wild.
Like, I want to go to Hawaii with my family really badly, but I know I don't want to go with, like, I want to be able to swim and stuff.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, that's totally wild.
But, like, I don't have anything against him. I mean, like, compared to his entire family, he's an anomaly. Like, he's very liberal. And his entire family is way strict.
Yeah.
And so for him, he's given us, like, all the privileges we could ever ask for. Like, we're the only ones in his family that aren't covered, like,
that's
our hair.
That's wild, yeah.
So for him, he's already, like, pushed the bar enough.
Yeah.
And I love him for that because I have tattoos and stuff, and he had to get over that, too.
Yeah.
But that's crazy. That's an entire different... I can't even... That's... I like that your parents are, like, they kind of accept you, right?
Like, they totally do. I mean, like, when... Like, I have three tattoos, and every time I've gotten one, my mom's like, all right, that's enough for a while, right? Like, you're not going to do any more. I'm like, yeah, whatever. Like,
yeah,
we'll
right?
see. Like, she's cool, but she's always like... Okay, that's fine. I mean, like, my dad went with me to get one of them, and he's like, yeah, that's awesome. Like, let's get a matching tattoo together. And I was like, all
right. Oh, my God.
Like, we haven't done that yet, but it's going
to
happen.
I want my parents to say what your parents said.
Yeah, but I mean, like, at the same time, like, when I was in school, like, wow, pressure to get good grades was so on. And,
for
like,
sure.
If I didn't do well, like, I was a disappointment. Like, every time report cards would come out, like, I was prepared for no matter what it looked like for, like, my mom to not speak to me for a week just because she just wanted the best for me. And I get that, but, like, I'm not good at math. Like, that math is really hard.
Yeah.
I was an English major.
My sister,
like, I can't help it.
My sister is a doctor right now.
Yeah,
and
that's
so
right.
And I was a year and a half younger than her in school.
Yeah.
And so coming up after that was not fun.
Yeah, exactly. I can't imagine.
I think children of immigrants, they're put under a lot of pressure.
Totally, yeah.
Regardless if you're from the Middle East or Asia or anything, like, if you're from another country, you want your children to, like, prove everyone else wrong.
Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, like, my mom would, like, I feel like my mom was, like, is always, like, proud of me and stuff, but, like, I feel like one of the main issues is that, like, she's like, she never said this, but it's like, oh my God, like, what am I going to tell my friends about your grades and your accomplishments?
Exactly.
Like, oh my God, like, please get into college.
It's all, like, reputation.
It totally
the first,
is.
The first child they mention at a dinner party is my sister.
They just want to tell their friends what you do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, it's like a contest between all the, like, Persian parents. Yeah. Like, who's doing better? Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, I can hear my dad always be like, Anna is a producer in Los Angeles.
Yeah, exactly.
What does she do? Well, many things. Yeah. I don't know. Well, oh, it's not over there.
Yeah, yeah. Literally. Why does your dad sound like a Czech, like,
Have you talked to my dad?
That's a pretty good Persian accent, what he sounds like. Say,
really?
That's, like, pretty good.
You have to talk to my dad before, so I was like, oh, uh-oh. That's literally what he's like all the time.
That's totally it.
Like, do you want to call him?
Yeah, I would love to, actually.
Can we call my dad? How do we do it? Right there? We can...
Yeah, oh, put yeah, it in the microphone.
Fuck, yeah. You guys, my dad answered. Is a fucking mess and a half. Just wait
I really
for this.
Hope he answers.
What's your dad's name?
Seyfullah.
Oh, I've never heard that one.
It's a very classic old Iranian name.
Yeah, that sounds like an old Iranian name.
Okay, we're calling.
Wow.
Speakerphone. Oh my god,
can you guys
I'm so
hear this?
Excited. My heart's racing.
Let's see if he answers. I'm calling his cell.
Does he have a house line? What do you mean?
Well, he has a house line, yes. He's old.
People still have house lines?
Hello.
Hi, Dad.
Hello, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Sorry, you got back?
Yeah, I'm back from New York. What's up?
Oh, I'm in the Napa. Today's Jashin Mehrigan.
What is that? Can you speak in English? Jashin Mehrigan? What is that?
Each year is Meh, is month of the Meh is coming.
Uh-huh.
Is fall, and the people celebrate 1,000 years in Iran.
Oh, well, that's kind of ideal history lesson. Right? I just want to let you know, you're on my podcast right now. Hi.
Oh, thank you.
Hi.
Oh, thank you. You're welcome.
Hi, this is Shireen. Yeah. You know me, right?
Are you? This is Shireen?
Yeah, I'm Shireen.
Hi, Shireen. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
And we have a guest on. Her name is Soraya.
Hi.
Oh, Soraya. Hi, Soraya. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks. How are you?
Shireen, you know the sweet Dominican
Parsi. Yeah, yeah, he knows.
Oh, yeah, we.
You're
I know
a
all
sweet
that.
Girl. I saw you working with Anna.
Thanks, dude.
So you're in Napa right now. How much wine have you drank?
I didn't drink any wine.
Liar.
Dancing.
Oh, dancing.
I'm a Mansur sing and.
Yeah.
He was singing a couple the one Turkish song, one the Farsi song. You know.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. And the weather is very nice.
Oh, in Napa. How nice.
It is. You know, it's very good.
So it's the celebration of fall? Is that what it is?
Yeah. Jashin Mehrigan is very popular.
Jashin Mehrigan?
Yeah. Jashin Mehrigan.
Jashin Mehrigan.
Meh is first month of the fall.
Okay. Got it.
And... therefore, they are celebrating, dancing, eating, drinking.
Yeah, you gotta eat. This. You gotta eat. What are you guys eating?
Too many food, various food here.
Please, tell us. Oh,
they have rice there, they have different rice, they have chicken, they have
yum
meat, they had a lot of things, and they had also sholazad. You know, mommy is the main sholazad.
Yeah,
is sholazad and different kind of the rice, chicken.
Yeah, yeah,
and raising the almond.
Mm-hmm.
And the food.
All very Persian things, raisins and almonds.
Yeah, all is very
they're great together.
I wish you guys were here to test these.
I wish I was there
now,
too.
They are dancing, you know.
Are you dancing?
Are you?
No, dancing? They are dancing.
But Dad, you love to dance.
You love to dance.
Yeah, I love dance, but I'm retired.
No, you're not. Have a glass of wine. You'll be back out there.
I try. When you come back.
Okay, well, we'll talk about this later. I'm not going to talk about this on the podcast. I'll call you back when I'm done recording.
Are you in the podcast?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Oh.
You're on the podcast right now.
Yeah, I am following you guys. It is good.
Thanks.
Thanks, Dad.
I wish you guys, you know, you guys doing a good job.
Oh, wow. Thanks, Dad. Aww. Thanks, Dad.
And,
You're up on Instagram, yeah?
Yeah, I like all your
future,
comments.
You guys have a pretty good future if you continue staying, you know.
I hope so.
That is good. I have confidence.
I have. Thank you for your confidence.
Wow, now that you know you're on the podcast, you're being quite complimentary.
No, it is. It is.
I believe him.
It always has some issue, but after a while, will become too. I was reading about this director. He has also a winery in Napa. His daughter is the Sophia.
Oh, Francis Ford Coppola?
They're doing the sound system or something, you know, in Hollywood. Okay. Now he's a big director.
Francis Ford Coppola.
Yeah. His daughter, Sophia.
Yeah. Right.
All right, Dad. Yeah. So we got to wrap it up. I will call you back when I'm done recording and we can actually talk.
Sure.
Thanks for being on the podcast.
Bye.
Hold office.
Bye. Hold office.
Assalamu alaikum. That's Arabic.
Salam alaikum. Salam alaikum.
That was amazing.
Was that accent not spot on?
It was actually really good.
Yeah, I told. Dude, do you think I don't know that man?
That's like a real Persian accent.
I want to call my parents. So much food.
And my there's a lot just, of dancing.
That's like how my dad
was
sang a song.
I love how he was like, I love dancing.
He does love dancing.
All Persians love dancing.
My dad has ripped up a dance floor before, like to a point where I've seen him get low, where I'm like, okay, you have a bad back. You have a bad back. You need to get back up.
Okay, see, my dad is crazy. He goes to like after hours parties and stuff. So when he dances, he calls it his spirit dance, and he just closes his eyes and feels the music and does stuff, and I'm afraid of it. So.
Dude, my dad breaks it down. It's wild. Like, people just, he'll literally like be like moving people back on a dance floor and like be in the center, like really
amazing.
Breaking it down, and you're like, okay,
that's unbelievable.
You are the oldest man. Please do not break yourself.
I love your dad. We need to call my parents next time because I want to talk to them. They're in Istanbul right now.
See how complimentary he got once he heard he was on the podcast?
I know,
like,
that was really cute, though.
I have a lot of confidence.
They always want to seem proud to the public.
Yeah. They're like, hey, what a good father I happen to
exactly.
be.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
So that's a little taste of what it's like to be my father.
Okay.
He's always in Napa at his best friend's house. Amu Mansoor, it means Uncle Mansoor. Yeah. That's my dad's best friend. Like, they dress exactly the same. I'm not even joking
with you.
So cute. I have multiple photos of them just wearing.
You guys also say Amu for uncle?
Yeah, well, that's uncle on your dad's side is Amu. Yeah, and then on your mom's side, it's Dai.
Yeah.
Oh, ours is Halo.
Dai.
That's kind of like how you say aunt. I forget which sign.
Aunt is Hale and Amme.
Yeah.
Amme is
dad's
side.
That's the same in Arabic.
That's so funny.
That's to say Amme and Hale, and then Ammo and Halo.
Oh, Halo.
I like that better than Dai.
Dai.
That's so random. That sounds random.
Yeah.
To me, as an Arab.
I'll bring it up with the country next time I'm there.
Yeah.
I want to call my parents so badly now, but they're probably sleeping in their hotel.
Where are they?
In Istanbul.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
it's a bad idea. You're like, what's up? They're like, oh, Shireen, you don't understand time zones.
let's plan on calling them
next
soon. Because I love that so much. I love your dad so much. I don't know if my dad's going to be as, like, warm.
Here's the thing. My dad is a low-key socialite. Like, he's got, like, a social scene in the Bay Area where that's, like, he, like, every weekend he's out. Like, he's always at a party. He's always like, oh, we are celebrating this, we are celebrating that. Like, what are you even talking about? Like, Mehr, I don't even know.
But that's really cool. They're celebrating fall.
Yeah,
that's a Persian thing.
Yeah. Singing.
That's amazing.
Like, one of his best friend is like, they will just sing and then send videos of themselves singing to me. I'm like, this is nothing to me. It's like a blurry photo of an old man being like, hey, and I'm just like, okay.
They're always singing some Dariush song.
Yeah,
or something like
and they're always like, and then someone just pulls out an accordion and they're just like,
something.
Actually, what did your parents think of when you wanted to like sing and be in musical theater and like stuff like that?
Honestly, I think they were excited about it. I mean, I lucked out. There wasn't really any pushback with it, I guess,
because
my parents like, they saw that it was something that really made me happy, and I think they were like, she actually might be, like, decent enough at this that, like, we should let her do it, so.
That's so good to hear. They weren't, like, be a doctor or a lawyer.
Yeah, no, it was, like, really nice. Like, I'm really lucky that, like, my parents didn't want me to do something super conventional, and I mean, sometimes I'm sure that, like, they're concerned, not necessarily my dad. My dad's like, pursue your dreams, go kill it. And my mom obviously is the realist, which is good because you need that, but she's always like, all right, just like, all right, how are you guys doing? Is stuff going well? And like, she believes in me, but she just also wants the best for me. She wants
me
to be successful. So
yeah, no, I feel that. My parents are the same.
Which is good.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Well,
my dad's a real good, like, when the cameras are on, look like a good father. But behind closed doors, he's like, do you think you will survive?
Oh, my God.
You will suffer if you do not have health insurance. But now that I have health insurance, it's been so fucking hell. transferring from one health insurance to another, you guys?
I've been on my own, like, for my whole life, pretty much, so it kind of sucks because I'm paying for it already, but...
Yeah, I went from having my own to having a job that gave me health insurance, and now I have to, like, switch all my doctors over. And do you know how fucking hard it is to get one motherfucking gynecologist to make an appointment with you in this goddamn city?
That's true. Mine has such a long waiting list.
Yeah, I'm like, look, bitch, I just need birth control. Yep. Okay?
Yeah,
I'm
going to Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, I'm going to. I'm going to go to Planned Parenthood. But I have, like, a weird, I have, like, very weird strict birth control things going on in my body, so I can only take a certain kind.
Is this the time to discuss them?
Yeah, everyone sit down.
Hello, world, listen to...
So, wait, now that we're on ethnically birth control. birth control ambiguous. We should start that podcast where we're like, so what do you take? I'm on Sprintec.
I want to talk to our guest.
I'm sorry. Is birth control not relevant? It's not going to exist in a year. So get on that
relevant.
Shit now.
Okay, so what kind of birth control do you use? No, I'm just
kidding. Sprintec.
IUD.
You got an IUD? I can't do it. It's too intrusive. I don't want anything
really
in my body.
I don't really
want
to talk about it, to be honest, on this podcast.
Why'd you say IUD?
Because I said it really softly.
She did say it very softly.
Well, who cares? Well, don't be ashamed.
I'm not ashamed. This is not the time or the place.
What do you want, Soraya?
I don't remember what it's called, honestly.
Have you seen the one your sister has that bar
the implanon,
inside her?
Yeah,
that freaks me out. Just to get it out, they have to like surgically take it out.
It's just like a little nick. I want one. But, okay, I want to know more about your life right now and like what we can do to like continue supporting you and stuff like that.
Oh,
like,
thanks. Yeah. Well, we put an album out, Night Talks. We put an album out in February.
Mm-hmm.
It's our first album. It was really fun. Big learning experience. Really excited to finally have something to show for all
What's
the stuff
called?
We've been doing. It's called In Dreams. You can get it on iTunes. You can get it on our website. It's on every streaming service, Tidal, Spotify, Apple Music, all
nice.
That. Yeah, so it's easy to find.
To stream you.
Yeah, dude. And then we have 3 music videos out on
I saw
YouTube.
Them, actually.
Yeah, my favorite one's the one where I kill everyone in the
I
band.
I saw that
yeah,
one.
That was the most fun for me.
Maybe I can make a music video for y'all.
That would be fun. Yeah, because we are, I don't know if I'm like officially like allowed to say this. I'll just be vague, but we're working on new things starting like now-ish.
Do you hear that, everybody? They're working
November.
On new things.
New things.
Tweet it out.
So, yeah, really excited about that. We're going to get our asses kicked even more this time, but in a good way. You know, it's good to have
challenge
people,
yourself.
Yeah, to be challenged and yeah, to make yourself rise to the occasion and improve in that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we always have shows coming up. Right now, the only one we have on the schedule is on the 25th, but on our website and on our Instagram, you can always see more of that. I think our website is nighttalktheband.com. Our Instagram is just night_talks.
Nice.
Et cetera.
And your Instagram, how do they
know
you? Oh,
yeah. Find me. I'm Soraya Spaghetti. So Soraya spelled S-O-R-A-Y-A, and then Spaghetti is spelled the correct way. You can figure that out yourself. But yeah.
Yeah, I love your Instagram.
Thank you.
It's great.
I actually call it Soraya Spaghetti because when I was in elementary school, my last name, Seb Gotti, I guess sounds to a bunch of white kids like spaghetti. So everyone called me Soraya Spaghetti.
That's really funny.
Yeah,
and
it
cute.
Was like funny. They like, at first I was annoyed about it. They would make fun of me in that way. And then I kind of just decided to own it.
I'm sure in the beginning it's like really annoying.
Yeah, my mom was nice enough to give me a white middle name in case I didn't want to get made fun of. I could
like your American name.
Yeah, like
what is it?
Justine, which I don't think fits me at all. I appreciate.
Whoa, that is the whitest.
Yeah, like I appreciate my mom giving me that gift to, you know,
like Catherine.
Yeah, which it's pretty funny. Yeah, she was like, yeah, like she likes the name too. She's like, I gave you a name I like, but also like, you know, just in case it was weird for you, I gave you that option. So
I
appreciate that.
I don't see you as a Justine.
I don't either.
I respect that she gave it to you.
Yeah, that's how I
feel. As a Justine.
See, yeah, people are divided on the Justine issue, but.
I think your name is, like, perfect for you, to be honest.
Thank you, yeah.
Did you grow up resenting your name for any reason, or, like...
Not really, no. I never... I mean, I guess, like, deep down, like, I mispronounced my own last name for, like, the beginning of my life, just because that was how other people pronounced it, and I was... It was... People just literally said Seb Gatti instead of Seb Gatti, and then, like, at a certain point in my, like, teen years, I was like, I'm just gonna say my last name, like, more correctly now, and I just hope everyone catches on to the change, but...
They're like, oh my god, Soraya Seb Gatti.
Yeah, and then, like, once I went out with a friend and I accidentally mispronounced my own name at Will Call, and she was like, have I been saying your name wrong this entire time? I was like, no, that was, a lapse into the past. I'm so sorry for the confusion.
That happens to me sometimes, and I just feel really dumb.
Yeah.
I feel so
It's really
dumb.
Weird. Yeah.
Because there's, like, the way you say it to people that speak Arabic or Persian, and there's the way you say it to everyone else.
Yeah, like, you have, like, a double identity, like, culturally, which is really interesting and fun and easy to get messed up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have a lot of like Persian friends now, or are you? Is it more like?
We gotta wrap this up.
Oh yeah.
So. We also started recording later.
Yeah, but 68 minutes.
It hasn't been 68 minutes.
It's been like 64 minutes.
But yeah, I mean, kind of. So like, my mom has a lot of friends from her childhood that live here. And so I grew up around a lot of her friends' kids who are not necessarily the same age as me, but I'm trying to remember now. I feel like it's
rare for me to hear that, like, there's an Arab or Persian only child.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah so, it's weird.
Yeah, but I respect
I think
that
it's
you...
more common than you think.
Really?
Most of my friends, most of like the Persian kids I know have siblings, yeah, but I don't know. I think just most people I know generally have siblings, but yeah, more and more now I'm making friends with people who are like at least Middle Eastern or
now
like South
us.
Asian. Yeah, I have you guys.
And best yeah, friends!
I have like a lot of like internet friends who I don't actually know who live in other parts of the country who are just from like Persian, like Facebook groups, shout out Persian aesthetics, stuff like
I'm
that.
Well, I'm glad that people recognize that you're doing things and putting us on the map. Like, I say us because I include myself in, like, the brown girl group,
yeah,
you know?
Totally.
Like, it's not just, like, Persians or Arabs or whatever. It's, like, all of us together to, like,
I'm really trying to plant a flag for us out here, so, in these mean streets.
Us too. We'll plant all the flags.
Yeah, totally.
But I'm really happy you were here, and I think this is our first collaboration of many, I have a feeling.
Yeah, I'm excited to have been here, and I'm excited for the future and whatever.
Yeah, me too!
Yeah.
Anna?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's right.
I'm chilling. I'm excited.
But I'm excited, and I think you're the dopest girl.
Yay!
I have a question. Where do you think guys think I can get like a pizza stone?
Oh my god.
Oh, someone I know said the
Anna, I thought you wanted
somewhere.
To wrap it up. Are you talking about pizza stones?
I have questions.
Okay,
stop being so intense, man. I just have questions I have.
I'm not
to
being
ask.
Intense, but you...
Where do I buy a pizza stone?
I'm the one being intense!
Where
you
do I
shut...
buy a pizza stone? I really am need to know.
Ask Google that question.
Yeah.
She, probably Amazon. Should
Most
I prime
of the questions
a pizza
Anna
stone?
Asks are Google questions.
So what?
Okay.
That's how I live my life.
But that has
Come
been...
Come on this podcast to learn where I can get a pizza stone.
You've been listening to episode 10 of Ethnically Ambiguous. And,
this is episode 10?
This is episode 10, y'all.
Exciting.
Yeah, you're exhausted. Special guest for episode 10.
Yeah, I feel special.
Soraya Subgati.
Yeah, me. Yeah.
Soraya Spaghetti.
She's the best. Follow her on Instagram, Soraya Spaghetti.
Yeah.
And,
I have
listen
a,
to
I
her
have
band
quick,
Night Talks.
A quick Instagram shout out. It's kind of random, but there's this Instagram called, motherfuck. Hold on. This Instagram, it's called, God damn it.
We can do this later.
No, this is so important. It's basically like Rumi translated, and they translate all of Rumi's poems, and they're all fucking insane.
That's awesome.
It's crazy. They translate to English, and if you speak Farsi, you know that like Farsi translates
it's
to
so
English
hard, yeah,
really
it's really
weird. Like we say a lot of really weird shit.
We do.
And so look for that Instagram. Look it up. I honestly can't remember.
Wait,
what it's
so you're shouting them out? I thought you were going to shout out someone that gave us a compliment or something.
No, I'm shouting out a really cool Instagram.
I don't care if they don't give us a compliment.
This podcast is over. Shireen and I are breaking up. This divorce is official! I apologize for my scream. I just peaked.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next... Or, nope, we won't see you at all. You'll hear us next time.
Thanks, guys.
On Ethnically Ambiguous.
I'm going to Africa next week for 3 years.
Oh.
Is that a problem? I'm eating chocolate.
Okay. everyone, say bye to Soraya! Bye!
Bye, friends.